Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Bjorn Lofsted, the owner and president of Index, and I am standing in front of the Braille Box, which is a new production Braille embosser. Bjorn, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us about this thing.
The Braille Box is a totally new dimension on the Braille embossing market. Today, a printer with this capacity, 800 pages per hour, costs $50,000 to $100,000. Mm-hmm. This is $12,995.
Right.
And it's producing Braille 800 pages per hour from a cut sheet paper. You mm-hmm. have a paper bin of 300 to 400 pages, normal 11.5 by 17 inch paper.
I see. Does it just work with the 11.5 by 17?
You can use this format and also the European format, which is A3.
Okay.
Or you can use letter size paper.
Okay. So anything up to 11 by 17.
Well, you have four. It's fixed paper sizes. So you have A4, A3, letter size, so 11.5 by 17.
Oh, okay. All right. These larger paper sizes, for those who don't know, this is wide enough. So you basically have two pages.
Yeah, you.
And then you fold it over.
On each paper, say that you have a document of 16 pages. Mm-hmm. Then on the first paper, you have page 1, 2, 15, and 16.
Yep.
And then you just staple it and fold it, and you have your newspaper.
Right, definitely. So 800 pages an hour, what does that equate to, like, as a characters
it's
per second? Or
almost 300 characters per second.
Okay. Compared to, say, 50 or 100 on the models that are maybe 4 or 5 grand, it's definitely, for the price, it seems like a pretty good value. Can we hear this thing print out something?
Certainly, I have a test print out here.
So we are printing out one of these.
Yes.
So this is Interpoint. Was that a whole page?
This was two pages, and now it's printing the rest of the two pages.
Oh, okay.
And you can hear it falling
down.
Now
it's done.
Now it's done. So now it's falling down.
What's it printing now? A second page? Or?
Yeah, it's second page.
Oh, okay. So it printed in about, I don't know what that was, 10, 15 seconds, the four pages.
Yes.
Right. And that's all six. That's not a manufacturer test. It's completely all six cells in every single.
It's a production test that we are using for testing the limits. This is the worst case.
Right. Because you're printing every single dot. So designed for production houses or people who want to, you know, if you want to do brochures, magazines, anything in high volume.
Anything in high volume, say, blind organizations that need newspapers or different magazines, but also like a service for integrating the blind, say for communities or companies in this industry,
mm-hmm.
insurance companies, medicine industry, and so on.
Right. Those of us people listening on the podcast, let's just describe how big this thing is. How much it weighs?
It's about 100 pounds.
Okay.
And in centimeters, it's about 70 centimeters
mm-hmm.
Times 50, so it's a bit deeper.
That'd be about 20, no, let's see, about, yeah, about 25, 26 inches by about 20, somewhere around there, I think. My math is correct. And about 100 pounds. And, yeah, it looks like a big box is what it looks like. Across the top, you got...
I had a speaking user interface. I had the user panel there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can...
Okay, you have a lot of the same buttons that you'd see on a different index across.
Well, actually, this is the first printer of version 4, as we call it. It is a new platform based on the technology of 2010 instead of version 3, which was 2001, 2002.
Okay, so all the other printers are going to all be updated to...
Correct. Yeah, they'll be updated in the terms of, everything, in fact. It's like... If you compare Golf version 5 to version 6, everything is new inside, but the design is the same successful right. design as before.
Sure. So by when you say version 4, what does that mean? What's new about it?
What's new about it, it's... Well, we have learned the platform is from 2010 instead of 2001.
Okay.
For the user, the basic will be the same. The tractor-fed unit will be the same. The only thing is more updated user interface. You know, like a user interface.
Sure.
You have a mobile phone, a circular user interface.
Mm-hmm.
When you get it, you get all the speech feedback. So you don't you have English, you have Spanish, you have Swedish, you have, you know,
okay,
all kinds. And you can switch between the user interface from the front panel. But from the base, it's not too much more, really. It's the same print. It's a little bit better. Everything a little bit lighter. You have a switch power supplied.
Okay.
So you can hook it in Europe or in the US, doesn't matter.
Sure.
The Everest is something new. Before, we had two models. We had Everest and 4x4.
Right.
Everest was producing, you know, single and double-sided.
Yep.
4x4 produced a newspaper format. And now with the new Everest, called the Everest D version 4,
right,
you produce both single and double-sided and the newspaper format. So it's actually replacing, it's combined the functionality of the Everest and the 4x4.
Okay. Back to the box here for a second. Where does the paper come out, or where's the sheet tray?
Go over here.
Okay.
Here's your backside.
That's power.
It's power.
So we're at the back here.
Network and USB.
So you connect via USB or network.
Yeah.
There's a knob right there. What's?
So, well, you can this is like a computer. You can take out the board.
Oh, okay.
So it's just the CPU board that you can actually bring out.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And we're coming around the side and up to the front.
And this is now glass. So this is like an iPhone design.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this is glass, and it's also lighted inside. So
okay. So you can see through what's going on.
Yeah.
And that, does this open up in the front? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Oh,
here it slides out. Here slides out, and here you have the...
And this is the paper.
The test paper.
This is all the paper, that's all these test pages that you printed.
Yeah.
And so there's probably 50 sheets there at least or more, and they're just all just kind of sitting there.
You can run about 300-400 sheets before.
So right, and so if you started printing at page 1 and 2, as they should stack up, so the book should just, you know.
Yes, you don't need to reorganize it. You just staple it and fold it.
The software, I take it, knows which pages to print.
Yes, and you can run it from Duxbury or Megadots or, you know,
okay,
Bride 2000.
So they're all compatible with it.
Yeah.
Where does the new paper go in?
The new paper, I can show you here.
Okay.
You can go in the front here.
Okay.
And here's the paper where it goes up, that you can't see it.
Oh, okay. The tray is on the side.
This is like a copy machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the paper kind of just lays in just like it would on a regular, like a laser printer.
Yeah, I like it more, you know, laser.
Yeah,
more durable.
A large tray.
Large tray.
How many sheets can you fit in there, Bo?
You can fit, it's a 500-page tray, but that's 80 gram paper, copy paper. So if you use Braille paper, you're talking about 300-400 pages.
Okay. And is this available now, or how long until?
This is the first pre-production unit. So
okay,
it will be available for the market in May, I expect.
Okay. Are you taking pre-orders right now, or?
Well, yes, we're taking orders.
Okay.
Yeah.
If people want to get more information about Index or about the Braille Box, how can they do that?
They can go into our website, www.indexbraille.com,
mm-hmm,
and read everything. And I also would recommend it to register for the newsletter, or just register on the website.
Right.
And then it will be updated with, you know, release dates and
sure,
that kind of things.
Yeah, sure. All right, Bjorn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.